Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word, and it means family. We're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. The middle wall of separation has come down. These two people groups that God loves so much, Jewish people and New Covenant people, are being merged into one. Paul calls it one new man. Well, we're getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar. Oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, Dr. Charles Dixon, and he is from Ghana, and God has raised him up to be a prophet, but not like most prophets you've seen. I don't see mixture. I see him speaking pure words from God. And I know what he prophesied over me and didn't know anything about me, and just so many things he said that he would have to know it or God would have to tell him. There would be no in between. And then I saw him prophesy over other people that I personally knew. I mean, John Paul Jackson was at a TV shoot of which Charles and his wife Burl were at. And he looks at John Paul Jackson, who he doesn't know from Adam, and he says, "You are prophetic." I remember you saying that to me. You were sitting next to me, Charles, do you remember? And you said, and you have insight into dreams. That's his major ministry. So it's not just prophecies that are like fortune cookie prophecies that could apply to anyone. They're so specific. Charles, does it sometimes scare you when you know things about people that on the outside they look pretty good, but on the inside you know better?
And no, it doesn't scare me because I have been trained by God. And the thing, I don't know whether it's positive or negative, was man did not train me. I looked for a mentor. I did not get a mentor. And the Holy Spirit trained me. It took me a long time. So I have become confident in the Lord and not confident in my gift. So I just rely on the Holy Spirit.
Now, you also see things about your future. For instance, you saw your wife before you even met her. Did you see what she was dressed like at the time you were going to meet her or no?
God showed me the city that I was going to be going to. God showed me her face, a beautiful face, and God showed me she was in a red dress. And God showed me a red dress. It was beautiful. I saw her completely. And when I went to the conference, guess what? She was sitting behind me, beautiful girl in a red dress.
Well, I'll tell you what. Would you put that beautiful girl in a red dress on? And I'd like to find out from her perspective what went on when she met you. I have on the telephone now Dr. Burl Dixon. And Dr. Burl Dixon, Charles' wife, is an attorney. And she served 8 years in the Florida House of Representatives, and she gets saved. She goes to hear a prophet, and this prophet is Dr. Charles Dixon. And Dr. Dixon had previously had a vision in which he saw a woman, beautiful, in a red dress, and Beryl's face. He knew exactly who she was. And where was he seated? Was he close to you?
Actually, he was seated directly in front of me. When I initially arrived, there was one empty seat on that row, and that seat was reserved for him.
And did you have any inkling at all what God had shown him?
No idea whatsoever. I actually never heard of him, didn't know anything about him, except for the pastor said to me, I believe it's God's will for you to come to a service tonight. And he'd asked me if I ever heard of Prophet Charles Dixon. I said no. He informed me that he was from Africa. I repeated I didn't know him. And he said, well, I sense God wants you there. And if you haven't heard Prophet Charles Dixon, you have not heard a prophet. So that, of course, intrigued me, and I agreed to come to the service.
When was the first time he indicated to you that he had had that vision?
I actually didn't know he had had that vision for probably almost 8 months to a year after I met him.
He's pretty slow.
Slow, probably no. But patient and seeking the timing and will of the Lord, yes. And that is one thing I commend him on, because always in his prophetic, when God gives him information, He waits for the timing of the Lord to release it, and that is so important, and that is why many times we have problems in the prophetic, because people hear information, but they don't wait for God to say when to release it.
Okay. When he released it, what was your reaction?
My initial reaction was, no possible way.
Why?
He was in a total different arena. I, of course, was looking for someone who was more in the political or the business arena. Though I was saved and loved the Lord and wanted someone and knew I would be married to someone who was saved. But also, we didn't appear to have very much in common other than the fact that we were saved. And so I just thought, you're not what I'm looking for. And since you're not what I'm looking for, I want you to be very clear that there is nothing that is going to happen between you and me.
But he said that three things would happen to you, and then you would know you were supposed to marry him.
That's correct. That's after many times of me saying, no, you are not the one. I have no interest.
If he didn't have a word from God, he would have taken the hint very quickly.
Very quickly, because it was not probably said in the most pleasant tone. I was very, very adamant that he was the wrong person, and I was very sure that if I didn't show him any serious kindness, maybe he would go someplace else. But I think the thing that I've learned about him and the thing that I know about the prophetic, if you get a sure word from God, no matter what your circumstances say, you can depend on it. And so he finally said to me, there are three things that are going to happen in your life, and when they happen, you can run, but you won't get away because you'll know that it's God. And he told me those three things that would happen. I would be sitting on the edge of my bed, and all of a sudden I would find myself planning a wedding. The next time I would have a dream, and in the dream I would be talking and dealing with things regarding a wedding. And the third thing, I would be driving my car. I'd pull to the side of the road because I'd be thinking about planning a wedding with him. And each one of those things happened, and when the first one happened, I could not believe it. I was shocked. It was the dream, actually. And I would never call him. I mean, my mother raised me better than that. Don't tell the enemy, you know, and that's what he was at that point. plans. But he called me because God not only told him I would have the dream, what the dream was, but after I had the dream, God told him I'd have the dream.
You know, that almost sounds like Joseph in the Bible.
Exactly, exactly. And to this day, now that I'm married to him and have seen the operation of the gift, to this day, he continues to tell people what dreams they've had and what the dreams mean.
Now, let me ask you this. Didn't he prophesy something really outrageous to you about Air Force One?
You know, after, actually, this was my very first meeting that I had with him. In fact, I wouldn't even call it a meeting. I was just selected out of the audience in a conference. And he said to me, God says to tell you that you're his handmaiden and that he has handpicked you to fly on Air Force One with the President of the United States of America. And he said, people will ask why, but God says, because you are my daughter and I hand selected you. Immediately, I said to myself, false prophet.
I can imagine. I mean, what's the likelihood of that occurring?
Out of all of the many people in the United States of America and all of the people who are elected around the United States, not forget just Florida, why would the president choose me? But he said one key phrase. He says, God said, I handpicked you to fly on the plane. And you know, within a couple of weeks, I received a call from the White House, and the call was that the President of the United States of America would like to invite Representative Beryl Roberts on the plane to fly with him on Air Force One out of the country.
So you recognized he wasn't a false prophet.
Okay, Lord, maybe this guy really speaks from heaven.
Now, after you got married, I guess there's a transfer of anointing. You started really moving very precise and very strongly in the gift of prophecy.
Yes, you know, and one thing that I really appreciated about my husband, he said to me, you know, I want to check in the heavens to see whether the gift has been given to you by heaven. And if the gift is there, then we can develop it. And he looked and he prayed and they came back and he said, you know, God says you're anointed to move in the gifts of the Spirit and the gift of prophecy is upon your life. So now you just need to be mentored. But more than mentoring, on the day of our wedding, one of the things he said to me was that I join my Christ anointing with you and cause the transfer of what God has blessed me with to be upon your life. And from that day forward, the anointing of the prophetic gift and healing has just moved mightily in my life.
Well, would you put Charles on for just a moment, Beryl?
Sure.
Hello, Brother Sid.
Charles, when Beryl was sharing, there was a surge of God's Spirit, especially when she was talking about Air Force One. There was like a move of God's Spirit. And I believe that people, just as they're listening to us talk, are getting an impartation.
I think so. And, okay, let me explain that, if that was the same, because as she was saying that testimony, something, an episode happened this morning that is just humanly impossible. We're dealing with a situation. We're going overseas, and we're trying to do some business, and things are going bad. We located somebody from another city, and things are not happening. And as I'm just about to hang up, God gave me a word for that person I've never met. I begin to prophesy to the person, tell the person specific thing, and things are turning around now. It happened just about 20 minutes before you called.
But, I mean, to me, it would be exciting just walking around you, seeing the way this gift operates. But, Mishpocha, some of you were thinking, as he was sharing and his wife was sharing, I wish he'd pray for a transfer anointing on me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we did two television shows, one with Charles and his wife, Beryl, and that anointing is on it. And then at the end of the show, Charles prays for a transfer of anointing. And then the second TV show is with John Paul Jackson, a marvelous prophet in his own right, who prays for a transfer of an anointing for you to understand dreams and visions. And as a matter of fact, we're including a great way for you to begin the journey of understanding dreams and visions, because God really, at this precise time in history, wants to speak to his children through dreams and visions. We're coming into the most treacherous time in the history of the world. And God wants to use you, but he wants to use you in your understanding and equipping of the supernatural. So for the two television shows on one DVD, plus the two CDs, Basics of Dreams and Visions with the Prayers of Impartation, we're making that all available for a donation of $30. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpocha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape, or CD, of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.